Mr. Mayor Brad Robinson, Mayor of Carterville. First off, Brad, morning. How have you been?
Good morning. Doing fine. Thank you.
Tuesday night, city council meeting in relationship to your police chief. Can you tell us what happened on Tuesday evening?
Yes, Tuesday night. It was a special meeting primarily designed for the executive session to catch up all of the aldermen with the events that had occurred up to that point. When the police department matter, police chief issue has been looked at and been dealt with by myself and the Public Safety Committee since last fall. But the way our council structured, particular issues within departments are held are dealt with initially within those committees. You know, police and fire is public safety. We also have parks and cemetery. We have streets and sidewalks, and we have finance, economic development, and operations. So specific departmental concerns are dealt with through those committees. And this had gotten to a point that I felt like the entire council needed to be brought up to speed with what was going on, especially with all of the media coverage. So that was initially why the meeting was set, and then also the police chief was on the agenda in the event that the council wanted to chose to take any action on that night.
All right, and the decision was voted on to demote, would that be the proper term, Monty Gerrels as police officer to patrolman?
Yes. Yeah, that would be correct, or reassign, you know, from chief of police to patrol, and the chief of police will stay where he is until a new chief is chosen. And that decision was based on a culmination of works from last fall up until Tuesday night. Myself and the Public Safety Committee had recognized concerns and had addressed them as we found them. And, you know, you can tell from the documents through the FOIA request that there was even an FOP contract, you know, a union labor contract where we were working with the assistant chief on a reassignment project to try to get a possible different assistant chief in to even help with the administrative concerns that we had. And the city agreed upon the contract and signed it, and then, you know, it was not finally agreed upon, and so that one avenue fell through. But I think everyone is between misinformation and also I think it appears to a lot of folks in the public that this just recently happened, but this has been something that we've been trying to work and correct, you know, since last fall through union negotiations, through trying to get administrative changes to occur and improvements to take place. And it culminated into what we had Tuesday night.
And the vote Tuesday night was unanimous, maybe one present?
There was one abstention or pass.
Yeah.
The rest was unanimous, yes.
Go ahead. Well, you know, but see, there's a lot of people that are focusing on something that was in the FOIA request involving guns that were misplaced.
Well, yes. Those shotguns were never outside of the possession of the city, but they were found in unusual places, in squad cars during maintenance, you know, at our maintenance barn.
Right.
So, you know, underneath spare tires, behind the seats of the rear seat of the squad cars, you know, they were never in the hands of the public. You know, there was never any immediate danger to the public, but it was a concern for us administratively that you know, we couldn't account for every serial number of and where they were of weapons that belonged to the city of Carterville.
But it was really, there was a series of things. It was a body of work, really, that you made the judgment on, isn't it?
That's correct. It's not anything on the police officer abilities of Chief Gerrels or anyone else at the department. But honestly, it was a culmination of issues and work that led us to make a move to take the department in a different direction. The chief positions are appointed positions, and they're responsible for the entire department, and not only its operations, but its direction and its vision and focus. And myself and the council felt like, despite our best efforts, that those improvements were not being made, and that we needed to seek someone else to take us in that direction.
Brad, do some people have a tendency to maybe forget that you just didn't come out of the private sector and run for mayor, that you have a long history with law enforcement and the fire department, and that this is something that you have a lot of experience with in Carterville because you've been involved in those two departments, which are in the same building, for years?
Yes, that's correct. For a short period of time, I was on the auxiliary roster simply as being part of the fire department. I'm not a law enforcement expert, but I have worked in emergency services for over 20 years, and that was one of the concerns, the areas of concern that we had was not simply law enforcement specific, but emergency preparedness, and that's one of the things that. We were concerned about is the lack of participation in planning and drilling with our local schools, businesses, even Johnny Logan College. We feel like, especially with the college, where the size of that, they're our single largest employer, and they double our population when they're in session, and that is something that our emergency services, police, and fire need to work hand in hand with that institution to make sure not only our citizens are safe, but everyone that visits that campus.
Monty Gerrels had been police chief since Orrin Drew's retirement?
It's been 10 years.
Yeah. Yes. Well, that'd be about right then, since Orrin retired. Hey, we've only got a couple minutes. I wanted to hit you with something else that I know on social media, at least one individual had been really kind of banging on your social network door pretty hard about something that you and I talked about literally months and maybe not years ago, and that was the grant money that was used to extend the water services to the new cancer center. And I know that you had been taking some grief on social media there. I was wondering if you had a thought you could share on us in that respect.
Sure, absolutely. I started my employment with Memorial Hospital of Carbondale. It's been over 5 years ago. It's before I left the Carterville Fire Department to take that job as an EMS system coordinator. Before I ever sought an elected office, I've worked for the hospital. And, these processes, plan to extend water and sewer to their property, those plans were created before I was ever mayor. Part of them were solidified while I was an alderman, and I abstained from any voting or any processes that dealt with it. Accusations on social media about job trading or anything like that. They're completely false. I worked for the hospital long before SIH ever planned or broke ground for this, and most of the planning and the purchase of property and all of those things occurred before I ever held an elected office. So I can assure you I'm not that important of a person in the scheme of the 3,500 employees of SIH to where I have any influence in that regard, nor would I ever do that to begin with. So, and the water and sewer extension that was brought to that property is the same thing we would do for any $24.5 million investment into our community, is to provide access to water and sewer.
And Brad, does that include what is a rather expensive lift station too? I mean, that would be something you would extend to anyone?
Absolutely, and not only does that lift station serve SIH property, but it also now is going to provide access to sewer for a multi-unit gated community development, and it replaced a 40-plus-year-old antiquated lift station that serves most of the west side of the Greenbrier West subdivision, hundreds of homes. So, that process killed multiple birds with one stone, and we did it with over 50% funding from a federal grant through the Delta Regional Authority.
Brad Robinson, mayor of Carterville. Brad, thank you so much for your time this morning on this sensitive issue. Can you hold tight for just a second?
Certainly.
News Radio WJPF, Southern Illinois' number one for news and talk.